Welcome to Season 4 of E-Commerce Fastlane. This podcast helps resilient entrepreneurs thrive with Shopify. And now on to episode 155.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
Today's episode is brought to you by our good friends at Vicely. Do you want to maximize the value of each visit to your store, both for the business and for the site visitor? Of course you do. Then look no further than Vicely, a flexible personalization and search solution for your Shopify business. Hundreds of Shopify merchants at every stage of their business lifecycle trust Vicely, from businesses that are just starting out to established brands with nine figures in annual sales. With Vicely, you will build a tailored user experience by adding personalized product touchpoints at every stage of the visitor journey on your Shopify store. Vicely's enterprise-grade tools like one-on-one, real-time personalization, A/B testing, predictive search, dynamic filters, and merchandising will ensure that your store visitors see the right products at the right time, which will boost critical metrics such as average order value and conversion rate. With Vicely's post-purchase and email recommendations, you will also drive repeat visits and sales by turning one-time buyers into repeat customers, which increases your lifetime value and your brand loyalty all in the same process. You can also get access to Vicely's best-in-class white glove support and customization services. Use their pre-built and custom widgets, search results, collection filters, and pages. Everything works together as far as building your brand experience perfectly. And all of this with blazingly fast response times too. So don't leave revenue on the table and don't waste the opportunity to convert visitors into loyal customers. Start today and find out how much Vicely will benefit your Shopify business. Head on over to Vicely.io or search for Vicely in the Shopify App Store to begin your 14-day free trial. No credit card required. Well, hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. If you're an ambitious, lifelong learner, then you're in the right place today. New episodes are available twice weekly with your favorite podcast player like Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and many more. You can also stream current episodes, including a very relevant back catalog, directly from ecommercefastlane.com. Now, my guest in today's episode is actually, it's an encore recording. I had Michael on, just over a year ago, and I'm learning something new as I keep moving along with this podcast, is that platforms are iterating and people in our Shopify kind of sphere and our ecosystem, even though we record once and we talk about, you know, the problems that these different solutions are solving, the realities are is that as time goes on, there's more stories to tell. The platforms enhance themselves, more customers get involved, and they get, you know, there's a feedback loop coming about, well, what sort of things can we improve upon? And these things are actioned into these platforms. And so I've kind of made it a mandate now to make sure that at least annually, most of the notable app partners and platform people that are in our ecosystem, I have to interview them. So Michael Krikaris, he is the co-founder of a company called Deliverr. That's D-E-L-I-V-E-R-R, Deliverr. And they're a fulfillment service. And what they do is they help Shopify merchants of any size to offer two-day, and they're really pushing hard now for next-day delivery with a lot of buyers, depending on the markets and where they're located. It's a great conversation. There's a ton of learnings, and there's a really good bonus at the end of the episode that you can take advantage of. So hi, Michael. Welcome to your encore recording at E-Commerce Fastlane.
Awesome. Thanks for having me on, Steve.
My pleasure. I may have butchered it a little bit at the top of the show about what exactly Deliverr does. I have a pretty good knowledge of a few brands that are using your service, but I just would love to hear it in your own words about the problems that you're solving for Shopify brands and store owners.
Yeah. So, I mean, Deliverr is an ultra fast fulfillment service for online brands. So we will enable a merchant to offer 2-day or next day delivery across the country at really affordable rates, typically near ground rates. And we do it a little bit unique in that we don't own any assets in our network. So we're entirely asset light, and we partner with over 50 warehouses across the country and over 10 different carriers to position your inventory really close to buyers. So we can offer such fast shipping speeds at fairly affordable rates.
Yeah, I love it. I know one thing I noticed too, and the push for next day order fulfillment is something I think fueled for sure by Amazon. And, you know, because of that, it almost seems like customers are demanding that because they're used to that level of service by Amazon. And so it seems like that's a differentiator for a lot of direct-to-consumer brands, I think, you know, and I think that fuels the fast shipping. I'm sure we'll get into it in a few minutes, but I think that fast shipping really fuels the lifetime value and then the word of mouth and the positive experiences that a customer gets. You know, that's surprise and delight knowing that something comes quicker than normal. It happened recently with my wife ordered from Brooklinen. We're in Canada here. And Brooklinen arrived in 2 days. It blew her mind, even though it was coming from the US and it cleared duties and taxes and customs. Like, it was all an amazing kind of seamless experience. And I think knowing that, so now she's a lifelong fan now of Brooklinen because of that.
Yeah, well, there's a few components there. I think number one is, what is fueling this drive towards faster and faster delivery? I think when you see e-commerce as a percentage of total retail sales making a jump of essentially 5 years over a span of 12 months that we've seen over COVID, you know, I think e-commerce is really starting to compete with physical retail. But e-commerce brings a unique advantage, which is it's just vast amount of selection and, you know, pretty affordable rates. But then the element that's been missing has been this convenience element that Amazon has been really at the forefront of. And so I think as you start to see e-commerce take a bigger percentage of retail sales, and in order for it to take a bigger percentage of retail sales, fulfillment is going to have to get faster. And we're not just talking about next day, we're talking about getting into same day delivery as well. And I think, how does that translate though to a business? I think we are under the mindset that fast fulfillment should pay for itself. And because I think that's the biggest thing that comes up with a brand is, who's going to pay for this? I don't want to pay for this. And it pays for itself in a few ways. Number one is that you should see the revenue increase from offering next day or 2-day delivery should outweigh any cost increase, particularly with the Deliver model, where the prices of offering 2-day and next day versus just standard regular shipping, there's not a huge delta. It's around $1.50 difference. Number two is the element you talked about, which is you're going to see higher customer NPS, better repeat purchase behaviors, higher LTV around customers. And we've developed there's now on our Shopify page, if you go to deliver.com, you go to Shopify, we have a customer board now where we show all the different customers of Deliver merchants. And we showcase their reviews of the items, specifically on shipping speed. There's so many different stories around people ordering an item, needing to have it for someone's birthday and getting it on time within a day or within 2 days, and how that makes them, turns them into, like you mentioned with your wife, into someone who's talking about the brand, referring it to other people. So ultimately, fast fulfillment should pay for itself in most cases, because that's what the customer wants and that's what the customers expect today.
Let's talk about your journey a bit, because I think it's nice to set the stage about, you know, why people build what they build. I mean, I have the story that I know from a year ago when we chit-chatted, but there's a lot of new people that are listening to the show today that maybe haven't listened to the older episode a year ago. But let's talk about you and your co-founder on a couple points. Desire, why build this platform, and the expertise around wanting to partner up with warehouses and build this technology to allow all this to happen.
Yeah, I think so. Going all the way back, I my journey really kind of starts when my last summer in college, I went to intern at this company called Twilio, which not a lot of people knew about at the time. It was in 2015, summer of 2015. I was, I think, the 400th employee. Twilio today, for those who aren't aware, is this SMS messaging API business. They're now, I think, valued over $60 billion on the public market. But at the time, they were very small. They had just hit $1 billion valuation. So it was really exciting to be at kind of what time everyone was calling like these unicorns. And I got to learn about what the business was like. And what was really interesting about it is that they were infrastructure as a service. And they were applying a very easy to use interface to a very messy world of telecom. So prior to Twilio sending messages, you had to go and work with AT&T and Verizon. Each one had different pricing, different contracts, and so on and so forth. And Twilio basically removed all of that. They said, okay, we're going to make it really, really easy to set up a messaging service. We're going to have very clear pricing and you can use as much or as little as you like. Actually, kind of similar to what Shopify ended up doing in the e-commerce space. And it was really interesting learning about that. And I think as I left, I was like, okay, well, this is a really interesting approach. And at the time, you also had another company, Stripe, who was doing something very similar. Obviously, everyone knows how that went. And then you had newer companies too, like Plaid did, replicated a similar model. And as I left, graduated college, went and started at a company called Symphony Commerce. And so they were like an e-commerce full agency and software solution for these really big brands. So they worked with J Brand Jeans, Fredericks of Hollywood, Fiji Water, Gatorade. I mean, some of these really big kind of old school brands, but they did everything. So they built the website, they did the checkout, they did inventory management, and they had integrations into 3PLs. And so I got to learn about all the different layers of the e-commerce stack. So how the checkout system works, how inventory management systems need to work, a merchandising system, how that works, and of course, how the order orchestration and fulfillment side operates. And when I learned about the fulfillment side is that it seemed very similar to the telecom space pre-Twilio. Finding a 3PL, you had to negotiate all these different contracts and you had to say, okay, I'm going to pay for this amount of space versus that amount of space. Continuing to scale was really, really difficult. You know, if you went from 2 warehouses to 3 warehouses, it was a huge change, huge transition. It would delay things by 3 to 4 months. And then lastly, I mean, this was something unique to the commerce realm is that there was no element of speed. Everyone said, okay, well, I'm just going to ship it standard and it gets there when it gets there. You know, maybe it gets there faster if you're good around how you position inventory, but that's on the brand to figure out. And even brands this large, I mean, it was very difficult for them to understand that. Most of them had come from the wholesale spaces where they were predominantly active. And so that's where the idea for Deliverr came up, which was, okay, what if we could build a Twilio or a Stripe or a Plaid for fulfillment with super simple pricing, easy to use onboarding, and then that last element, which was speed, because we thought that retail, from the feedback that we were seeing from a lot of these really big brands, is that retail and online retail was starting to merge with physical retail. But in order to do that, fulfillment was going to play a critical role in that transition. So that's how you led to the component, the three benefits of Deliverr, which was fast shipping, easy pricing, and you can use as much or as little as you like. As it came to the warehouse component, which was the second part of your question, why did we decide to not build the warehouses? Why did we decide to partner with different third parties? When we looked at the ecosystem, there was a lot of untapped space, and you don't want to solve for a problem that doesn't exist. So there today is a lot of space. There's a lot of these independent third-party fulfillment providers across the country. I think the biggest issue when you look at fulfillment today is that those independent third-party fulfillment services, number one, are not really set up to work with thousands and hundreds of thousands of different merchants. They're set up for 10 accounts and they know those 10 accounts and inside and out, and that's what they do. But also, the broader problem when you look at fulfillment is not so much the warehousing automation piece. That does get important when you're shipping millions of units per day, potentially per hour. But, you know, if you're looking at a Shopify brand, that is not where the issue lies. The issue is going to lie with where that inventory sits in relation to the customer and how that inventory is going to end up getting to the customer. So that's why we decided to figure out. And when you looked at the other fulfillment companies in this space, they were so focused and continue to be so focused on the warehouse itself, when really the warehouse is just simply a store of inventory. And you need to make sure, but what's most important is that that inventory is sitting closest to where your buyers are, which is different by brand, different by product, different by category. And then also how you're orchestrating that order gets to the user. I think there is, you know, in the traditional model, you wait for a carrier to come pick up like UPS or FedEx from your warehouse. What you see in COVID, those pickups weren't really always happening on time or really at all in certain cases, in certain regions. And so you need to take that inventory to the carrier and you need to use a lot of different carriers, which requires different infrastructure to set that up. You need to set up sortation centers and things like that. And so it's a very different, fast shipping has this really big focus on inventory positioning and order orchestration that regular shipping does not. And that's why we decided to go in the asset light approach.
I believe there's a lot of operational challenges. I mean, I talk to a lot of brands. I mean, I have a book of business and a lot of people ping me on social, just asking me for some assistance and, you know, some recommendations of a few things. And I feel that fulfillment and that whole kind of customer experience around fulfillment, you know, will have its challenges. And so I'm just curious from your experience, because obviously you have, you know, a frontline view of, you know, what other brands have done to leverage. I mean, you've used the word about a growth driver, I think, on the past, just saying that, hey, it does cost more to have faster shipping, but the net is actually more revenue. So just would love to understand more about how you position that, about it being a growth driver or maybe just an improved overall customer experience.
Yeah, each brand's a little bit different how they leverage it. I think when you look at the most aggressive brands and the ones who've really been able to use two-day, next-day delivery to drive volume, I think a really good example is going to be someone like a Hey Dude Shoes. You know, these guys are growing at an exponential rate year over year. And what you can see is that they run two-day, next-day delivery really aggressively, and they carry it through into their ads. So we built these integrations into Facebook and into Instagram, where we'll put two-day and next-day delivery badges on the ad property. And so that when that links back from the ad to the Shopify store, you can see that same delivery promise. So that enables much better ad efficiency, so you can spend a lot more. And a lot of these bigger brands, when you're looking at, you know, brands that are making over $50 million in revenue a year, those numbers matter. You know, your LTV to CAC is critical. And if you can bring down your CPA by, you know, 10, 15, 20%, like I think in Hadoop's case, it was 20%, that opens up a much larger addressable market. And that's on customer acquisition. I think there's two things that a brand needs to be great at to really scale. You need to be really strong in acquisition. Your fundamentals need to be good there. But then also, you need to be able to retain. So what you start seeing is that these brands that are obviously acquiring a lot of users through fast shipping, we're also seeing very strong retention across them. And they do that a few ways. Obviously, you have a lot of these CPG merchants that have essentially guaranteed retention, which is a great model to have for any business. But for someone like a Hey Dude Shoes, the other thing they do is they have email lists on the, and they know the buyers that are in two-day enabled zips and the buyers in next-day enabled zips, and they'll run email campaigns to the two-day enabled audiences and to the next-day enabled audiences to help drive up repeat purchases. We've seen a few other merchants doing this as well. So that helps bump your retention number as well. So there's a lot of creative ways to leverage fast shipping to drive growth. There's a third element as well, and this is going to be unique to certain brands who maybe don't want, they want to guarantee a certain cart threshold. So we're going to have that out in around a month or so, where you could say free two-day or free next-day delivery above $50 in spend or above $35 in spend, which is if you go to Target.com or Walmart.com, is a very similar dynamic to what those guys offer. And so the benefit of that would be, okay, using fast shipping to drive up your cart sizes, which would be essentially LTV per user. So it always comes down to your LTV to CAC ratio, and fast shipping does have a direct relationship to that. Now, this is not talking through the piece on customer happiness, like you mentioned, and that is a harder one to measure. And I think you could measure that through NPS, which we have had several brands look at. And certainly I can tell you the NPS jumps up, but it's definitely, that one's going to be a trickier one to measure. And I think ultimately you're going to have to see that in the reviews you're getting, general customer sentiment, which should, you know, generally improve when you go from 7 to 10 day shipping to 1 to 2 day delivery.
Yeah, that's really good information, because I think I talk about post-purchase kind of retention strategies like quite a bit, because I feel that, you know, it's pretty common knowledge that, you know, CAC is high, competition is high, and it's like, how are you differentiating yourself? Well, part of it is just making sure your acquisition is dialed, so, you know, that's fair and reasonable return on ad spend, but then what are we doing? I think it's a very unique feature that I did not even know about, that you're now able to create social ads based on the zip codes of the delivery areas of kind of deliver powered brands. Like, I think it's so targeted that you know for a fact that you can offer this level of service to them and have that auto injected into an ad, I think is pretty powerful.
We've automated it with several platforms. Then with other ones, it's essentially we create reports and basically have instructions on how to set it up. So we've even experimented with two-day, next-day delivery ads on TikTok, other platforms as well. So, you know, we're going to continue to expand that suite of marketing fast shipping, which is kind of under that unique bucket, which to a lot of people first hearing it doesn't really make a lot of sense. But when you really dive into it, actually can have a pretty big impact on your marketing efficiency.
So let's talk about Shopify brands that are leveraging, I guess, other platforms in the Shopify ecosystem. Because I always talk about wanting, you know, platforms and apps to, I guess, play nicely together. So I'm just curious from your perspective, is there anything specific that you're seeing in the ecosystem? I mean, maybe, I mean, obviously Instagram is a biggie for a lot of people, but I mean, there's 6,000 some partners in our ecosystem. So just curious on kind of what you're seeing.
Yeah, that's a good question. There are a few that come up consistently. I think number one is on the customer service side, we hear Gorgeous consistently across the Shopify ecosystem. I think they've created a really nice and simple interface to handle customer service. It's almost like a Zendesk tool built for Shopify, which is really cool. And so we've definitely recommended a few there, and we've seen a lot of merchants on Gorgeous. Helps improve productivity, really understanding where the order's at. Second one is, we talked about a little bit on CPG side, comes down to subscriptions. You know, a lot of these big CPG brands running 40% subscriptions, 50% subscriptions, I've heard. I even heard 60 to 75% from one of the biggest CPG merchants on Shopify. That number pretty much blew my mind. I think at that number, if you have 75% subscriptions, you should probably be running a little more ads to drive a little more customers. I can't imagine you're going to have a hard time finding capital. But so what's powering these subscriptions a lot of times is recharge. So I've heard recharge almost unanimously, frankly, across these really big brands. So I'm assuming it's one of the best subscription apps out there. Kidding, Bold Commerce for sure comes up a good amount. I know we've seen a few there. Those are the main ones that definitely come up that you just kind of see consistently. And then of course the components you're talking about, the social apps, buy on Facebook, buy on Instagram, but then also just the integrations into their ads platform. I mean, every brand has that. And then like the integration into the TikTok ads platform, we're seeing that as well.
Typically, I believe like a brand starts out usually in the early stages by self-fulfilling a lot of orders. I mean, even in my startup days in optical, I had visionpros.com, and literally with one of the founders, we took over two bedrooms in their house and bought some shelving, and we're buying contact lenses, and we're self-fulfilling just as we slowly start to grow. So a couple extra bedrooms, eventually moved to a garage, and then eventually to a warehouse. But from your perspective, like, when does it make sense for a Shopify store to want to use a 3PL or use Deliver?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really tricky question because I've seen it at all different stages. You know, we've seen now some of the top 20 retailers in the country are using Deliver at this point. We've seen really small mom and pop shops. I've consistently seen like merchants that appear on Shark Tank or Kickstarter merchants, they're using Deliver. It really depends. You know, if you can set it up yourself and if you have the time, or if you can hire temporary work just starting out, you know, let's say you're doing one order a day or an order every other day, you probably could keep that in your own location. I think when you start getting to maybe 10 orders a day, maybe 20 orders a day, it probably makes sense to move to something like a Deliver. Now, it also depends on the use cases you have. So if you're more like a very holiday gifting type item where you want to gift wrap everything and you want to put in customized letters and things like that, then I think the fulfillment process, you're probably going to want to keep in-house as much as you can. Conversely, if you are a product, let's say like a meal supplement or a protein powder, then I think you would actually want to go earlier to something like a Deliver, because actually fast fulfillment is critical to your value proposition to the user. You know, if you're selling in the food and beverage space and you have 10-day shipping, you are right away entering the market at a disadvantage. And it's, you want to create, especially when you're starting a company, as many advantages as possible. Take it from someone who's done it before. You do not want to create disadvantages that you don't need, right? And so I think if you're selling in this space and you're going into a food and grocery space, I mean, you are competing with someone going to the grocery store and buying a protein powder or buying a meal supplement or whatever it is the category that you're competing in. So I recommend that you go earlier to something like a Deliver in that case. But again, it depends on the product. So if you're in holiday gifting, custom, probably keep it in-house as much as you can. Eventually you might need to outsource and then to like a smaller 3PL. But then if you're in one of these really core categories where speed of delivery is critical to your value prop, I think you start out with something like a Deliver.
Is there any challenges with regulated markets? The reason I ask is it seems to be a hot growing kind of CPD is an interesting market. And also batteries tend to be a big challenge. So
Well, they're very different. I think batteries, it's been, you know, very well documented. It's very consistent. So everyone knows the policy. So we just launched support for battery fulfillment. And the way we did it is that we enable it with fast shipping. I think we had the option to say, we could turn on batteries. It would just be standard fulfillment. But we figured out a way by changing the carrier mix and including obviously different types of labels on the products that we can now enable fast fulfillment, 2-day, next day delivery on battery items, which is also just going to be very important. Maybe not right now, but when you get into holiday, but late into holiday season. So in holiday season, at the beginning of holiday season, shipping speeds actually don't matter a whole lot for Black Friday and Cyber Monday. I know it's a controversial opinion, but that is my personal opinion. It actually doesn't matter a whole lot because you're going after the deal searchers in Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Fast fulfillment, though, increases exponentially the weight of it the closer and closer and closer you get to December 24th. And I think what you're going to see is December 18th, December 19th, you're going to see this just massive increase and influx in volume for electronics items on fast shipping. And then, of course, December 23rd, that's when, you know, on the next day delivery bump will probably be somewhere between 500 to 1,000% on electronics items. So I think it's a big change and it's really important. Also, how you think about holiday and fast shipping. Hopefully, there's some interesting takeaways in there. And as we look at the CBD space, it's evolving. I think it's something that we want to explore. And we have a lot of merchants and a lot of clients, prospects who want to enable CBD products with fast fulfillment. I think the challenge you have right now and the challenge that's unique to CBD that you haven't seen before is that certain states have different rules. And so that makes things a little bit difficult in terms of the carriers you can use and how you can position inventory. So we are exploring it. We do think there is a path. That path is evolving. So we're hoping to have something concrete plan within the next few months in terms of how we will get to a point of supporting it. But right now it's obviously a very evolving situation and changing. And what's interesting is the brands you've mentioned, they're seeing the biggest influx in CBD volume are in pet CBD, which I found very unique. So anyway, so I think it's something we're definitely going to explore. We hope to be able to support it eventually, hopefully within the next year, but we need to do a little bit more exploratory work on it. And then also my guess is things are going to evolve over the next few months too.
Very specifically, yeah, because I know there's a lot of marketing challenges also that go along with CBD and even the adult market too. Because I have three brands that I manage right now, and that's what our conversations are. I always see I have access to analytics and their Google and their Facebook ads account, and I'm always getting notifications about ads being removed. And I'm just like, okay. And that's where the hemp comes into it. Because a lot of times they market it as hemp or they have a hemp version versus the CBD version on a separate hemp website. So they do kind of some interesting ways of, I guess, not getting around it, but just marketing it differently. So, but anyways, yeah.
There's a lot of rules. Like it needs to come from like a certified facility, like FDA approved facility and things like that. And I'm just wondering like, how could Facebook and Google figure those things out from just looking at an advertisement?
So let's talk about the future for Deliver. Obviously, you know, public roadmap, things have been really iterating a lot, certainly for the last year since I've been chatting with you last, but let's talk about maybe then your North Star, I guess, for the remainder of 21 and just, you know, is there any partner alignment or innovation? Just end of the day, how are you going to continue to keep pushing the envelope as it relates to fulfillment?
There's two big things that we hope to expand upon this year. I think number one is continuing to expand fast shipping coverage. And that includes obviously 2-day coverage and next day coverage. You know, 2-day coverage right now is obviously we're majority of the country we cover with 2-day delivery, but it's tough. It's dynamic just because you're seeing so many carrier disruptions. And what we're doing is that it's forced us to innovate in terms of how we interact with carriers and basically using them more so for last mile, but trying to get it as close to the end customer as possible. So it's a much easier route for the carrier to get to the end customer and faster, frankly. And so, you know, we want to improve our 2-day coverage and obviously make it much more predictable. And then that comes with also rapidly expanding our next day coverage. You know, right now you're going to see a handful of metros that are going to be next day enabled. We're hoping to get it to next day coverage to the majority of the major metros by the end of this year. So at least half of what your users would see should be next day enabled. And so those are the big goals. And then obviously translating that to these fast shipping badges. So whether it's cart minimums that's coming out in a month, that's a big initiative for us. So making sure that fast shipping is in fact, you know, paying for itself. The second piece is actually really what we've been talking about. It's the same two things. It's really revenue lift and it's customer experience. And so we want to provide an A+ customer experience. So we use customers like your buyer. So your buyer should have a great experience when you, as a merchant, use Deliver. And there's a lot of ways we're going to improve this. Some of it I can't talk about it publicly, but you're going to start seeing it in the next few months, which is going to be a little bit more branded experience, fixing a lot of these kind of notifications, how you know when something's arriving, how you know if something is delayed, just making it very easy for your buyers to understand when they're going to receive their inventory and then what that experience looks like when they do receive your inventory. So I would say those are the two big things that you're going to see us working on as it affects, you know, some of these Shopify merchants.
So before we wrap up, I know one feature of Deliver that I always mention to brands is your badging option that you have on products. Can you share a little bit of details and some stats around why you built that sort of functionality and what it's doing lift-wise for a brand?
Yeah, so we had initially started, we were fairly predominant in the marketplace space. So we had worked with eBay with their Fast and Free program, then we partnered with Walmart on their two-day program. And what we loved by it is that they were fundamentally built on badging systems where they would have this kind of prime-like badge that would say free two-day, free three-day, or free next-day delivery if you order within this amount of time. So we said, okay, well, that's kind of cool. What if we replicated that for these Shopify merchants? And so that's where we built our Shopify app, which is this badging system that basically reads the positioning of inventory across the country and the IP address of the user, of the customer, buyer, and will showcase either a next day, 2 day, or 3 day delivery promise to the user based on those different factors. And that badge shows up on the product details page, and it'll show up throughout the flow until you hit checkout page. And it even shows up on the checkout page as like free next day delivery, 2 day, or 3 day delivery with a promised delivery date. And so what we've seen is just showing that alone, if you show a 2 day delivery promise, that increases sales by around 44% right now. Showing a next day delivery promise increases sales by 75%. Now, these are averages. So if you're the verticals that are going to skew higher than those numbers are going to be food and beverage, CPG, where I mentioned that, you know, earlier in this podcast that delivery speed is core to your value prop. This is how you can see it's essentially core to your value prop. This isn't a micro optimization, it's a macro optimization. You're going to see cosmetics trending above those numbers. And then some of the verticals that are going to be lower, those numbers are going to be like very expensive items or like very high SKU count items like apparel, things like that. And then what we did is we took that badging and then we integrated it into the ads platforms, into Google Free and Fast, which has its own badge. And then we built our own little badges on Facebook ads and Instagram ads. So the user is seeing a very consistent badging experience all the way to the end buy, all the way to actually getting the item. So right now in this space, we're the only company that does something like that. And it really helps, you know, build that customer confidence that this item's going to arrive and clarity when the item's going to arrive, but then also it's going to drive in higher conversion, less abandoned cart rates, all that kind of stuff around having a tighter funnel so you can spend more on marketing, you can retain better, all those kinds of things.
So how can people learn more about the Deliver platform, the Shopify app, the you got marketplace opportunities? There's a lot of stuff going on. And so where can people go?
Yeah, I mean, if you go to deliver.com, you can kind of see all the different programs. We have a section entirely dedicated to Shopify. So if you go to deliver.com, it's like Shopify solution. You can see the customer board. You can see case studies, lift estimates. If you want to talk to our sales team, what they can do is they can actually give you a full model, Excel model on what your sales are today, what your sales would be with 2 day, next day delivery, what the increased cost would be. So you know, at least from a projection standpoint with data, can you expect to be making or losing money when you move to fast fulfillment? So I think that's a really good way to get started for sure, especially if you're a larger Shopify brand. We also have ways of setting up if you want to run a complete A/B test and you want to see, okay, if we want to see, we want to show a group a standard shipping promise, but we also want to show another group a 2 day next day delivery ad followed by the site showing 2 day next day delivery, we can run an exact experiment that way. We've done that with a few of the really large Shopify Plus brands, because they have, you know, so much capital invested in their ads that these decisions, they matter, right? And you want to make sure you have confidence behind that decision to the absolute cent that it's the right decision. So that's what the sales team's here for, to really help. And then obviously you can always, you know, self onboard if you want to and just turn on badges. Everything's pre-built with Shopify. That's what's so great about the ecosystem. You don't need anyone to install anything. You can do it all yourself. We've had merchants go and do it in a week, get up and running and test this out. You can use as much or as little as you like. And then also, I think for this podcast, for people listening in, we're giving $100 in a free inbound shipment. So to ship your inventory to Deliver, we'll cover the first $100 if you sign up using the link in the description.
That'll be ecommercefastlane.com/deliver. That'll be in the show notes. Yeah, and I'll have that redirected to this great offer, like $100 at least. Give it a whirl and try it. Add the Shopify app. Follow this link. And because there's so many different people that are listening today that are either early stage, mid-market, or enterprise. So depending on where you are today, if you're mid-market to enterprise, likely want to talk to someone directly at Deliver through one of your team members through the sales side, just to understand and get an audit done to understand what could the lift be by having a two-day or a next-day option and then getting these badging and getting all this working and A-B testing. I think that makes sense. For the early stage people that are kind of self-fulfilling their orders and, you know, they're 10 a day and I'm like, okay, well, maybe I can outsource that to Deliver and have them manage it for me. I think you're going to see that that's going to make the biggest impact on your business. Then you can start working on other higher value tasks than worrying about the shipping, the fulfillment part of it. Let Deliver take care of that. So as you know, Shopify really is on a mission to make commerce better for everyone. And, you know, it's very clear that both you and the Deliver team really are in tight alignment. And I want to thank you for being like a fantastic partner to Shopify. You know, you really are improving efficiencies and helping brands to grow revenue and lifetime value. And, you know, fast shipping, it really is a differentiator for a lot of direct-to-consumer brands. And just thanks for sharing your knowledge and your platform and, you know, giving back to the ecosystem.
Of course. I mean, it's an incredible ecosystem. It's growing so fast. And it's amazing seeing, you know, some of these smaller brands that start out at 5-10 orders a day and they're moving to 10,000 orders a day in just a year or so. So it has really provided the infrastructure to build and scale a product faster than anything I've really seen before. So it's really awesome. We're glad to play at least a small part in this mission.
Absolutely. All right, well, have yourself a great day.
All right, thanks, Steve.
Today's episode is brought to you by Vicely, a flexible personalization and search solution for your Shopify business. Hundreds of Shopify brands use Vicely to grow their businesses, convert store visitors into happy, loyal customers with highly relevant product touchpoints throughout the customer's initial and repeat journeys. With seamless Shopify integration, one-to-one personalization, A-B testing, over 20 pre-built and custom widgets, predictive search, dynamic filters, merchandising, I mean, literally everything you need, best-in-class support, it does it all. Vicely is the perfect solution for efficient e-commerce teams that are focusing on growing the business and not their workload. So start today and find out how Vicely can help accelerate the growth of your Shopify business. Visit Vicely.io or search for Vicely in the Shopify App Store to begin your 14-day free trial. No credit card required. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you personally for being a loyal listener of eCommerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.